Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today, we welcome Tobias from Pure O3. Pure O3 make a range of ozonated oils, and Tobias explains to us what ozonation is and why ozonated oils are so beneficial. Hello, Tobias.
Hey, Kate. How's it going today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing well.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Good. So I was introduced to ozonated oils quite a while back, but they were really, really hard to get in the UK. So I wasn't really using them. And then I'm not sure how I got introduced to your brand, but really fell in love with it straight away and wanted to get the whole range of products on the site. So can you introduce us to, well, first of all, do you want to start and explaining exactly what ozonated means and what an ozonated oil is?
Absolutely. So what we're doing is we're taking medical grade ozone and we're infusing it into a plant oil. And what happens is we generate a compound called an ozonide. And what that ozonide does is it acts similar to ozone without, you know, the actual gas of ozone coming into play. So ozone is a very powerful disinfectant, and it's used, you know, to treat a number of therapies. You know, a lot of countries use ozone therapy to treat patients with, you know, viral issues, bacterial issues. It's quite an amazing therapy. And so this is more of a take on a topical product that you can use to incorporate the benefits of ozone topically.
So how long has the company been going? How did it start?
Well, we've been around since 2012, and we originally started through another company, which is our parent company, called PromoLife. And PromoLife sells ozone therapy equipment. And what ended up happening was we really started seeing a need for ozonated oil products in the United States. And there wasn't a lot of people, there was a fair amount of people selling them, but the problem was the packaging was really poorly done. The products were inconsistent, and there wasn't a lot of information out there. So PromoLife, our parent company, what we did is we decided to start our own brand, Pure O3. And so that was obviously a slow process getting started. You know, there's a lot of work and time is involved in getting this off the ground. But we feel like we had the right people in place at the right time, and we're continuously growing year after year with this brand, and you know, we're just so excited to keep coming out with new and amazing products that people love. And the great thing is, people who do have like chemical sensitivities to a lot of products, ozonated oils tend to fit in there really nicely, because they can use ozonated oils to deal with a lot of conditions that they normally would normally there's not a lot of products that they could use.
So what are some of the core products? What are the signature products?
So our signature product is ozonated olive oil, and that's really the most popular product that we sell, and that's the one that a lot of people know. That's the one that you're going to see people talking about, you know, people using, and the reason why is it's kind of like a go-to oil for a lot of different applications. You know, it's not too intense. It's not too weak. It has a lot of things you can use it with. You can use it on the face. You can use it on like fungal issues on the body. You can use it on bug bites. You can use it on cuts. And that's going to definitely be our best selling product. But what we're beginning to do is we're starting to incorporate ozonated oils into more user-friendly products, such as like face products, such as deodorants. You wouldn't believe how well ozonated oils work for deodorants.
Wow.
And a lot of different, you know, products that are designed for the consumer in mind.
Are you selling the deodorants yet?
We just launched a deodorant not too long ago, and so far the response has been really good. What we do, I think the challenge with a lot of people coming out with natural deodorants is that they try to go the traditional route and put it in a stick format. But what we did is we did a liquid version, and you apply it through like a ball roll-on device.
Yeah.
And that seems to work really, really well. I've had people comment and say that I've used natural deodorants all, you know, my whole life, and really they just don't do the greatest job. Mm-hmm. And then when they switch to the ozonated oil ones, it's finally the one that makes a difference. And it really makes sense, because ozonated oils are really good at eliminating some of that bacteria that causes the odor. And it can stay on there for a while and keep eliminating that bacteria, which is why it lasts for so long.
Mm. Are you doing different scents?
We do have different scents. We have two different versions right now. We have an unscented for people who don't want any essential oils added, and we have an orange bergamot a scent that we've launched that people seem to really like.
I look forward to that. What about your tooth products? I think I enjoy those the most. You've got the pudding
yes.
solution and the there's a tooth oil, isn't there, that I
yes.
put on my interdental brushes.
So that's a whole nother take. So like it all starts with ozonate olive oil. And so there's so many other oils you can ozonate that have other benefits and properties. And so what we've come up with is products that we've ozonated for tooth and gum support. And what makes it really special is the idea behind how ozone interacts with the mouth. What's basically happening is we have, you know, good bacteria in our mouth and we have bad bacteria. The bad bacteria is what causes the bad breath and the tooth decay and the receding gum lines and stuff like that. So ozonated oils tend to go after the anaerobic bacteria versus the aerobic bacteria and really help keep the mouth healthy while also eliminating a lot of the unwanted bacteria in the mouth.
Mm. So how do you recommend people use am I using it the right way?
Oh yeah. So the oil, basically the best way to use it is to, there's a few different ways you can use it. You can use an applicator, a stick where you get a little bit on the end of the stick and you put it between the teeth or on a problem issue of a tooth. You can also, put it on a toothbrush and really massage it into the gums. And I've had people tell me that they've had receding gums their whole life and they're finally starting to come back. And
wow.
To me, that's just amazing. And you're starting to see a lot more biological dentists incorporate ozonated oils in their practice. Mm-hmm. And they also are doing ozone dentistry, where they use the ozone gas to help when they're dealing with like infections in the mouth, they're utilizing that gas quite extensively to help out. And it's really amazing what it can do.
So you can actually use it as a tooth gel.
That is correct. And we're in the process of, coming out with more tooth products, because that's just such a needed market in our feeling. We just feel like it's so needed, because there's not a lot of like really great products that work well. And ozonated oils tend to really do the trick.
Yeah. I just feel like dental hygiene is such a huge topic that people, they're...
Oh, it is. It really is. I mean,
going to the yoga classes, but the awareness of the importance of dental hygiene is still...
Well, and they say that, what's going on in your mouth is really a good indication on the overall health of the person. Mm-hmm. So, if you have decaying teeth, chances are it's connected to some other part of your body.
Mm.
And so if you have a healthy mouth, you're going to most likely be doing okay.
Mm. Well, in Chinese medicine, isn't it? The meridians that run through the body, they exit through the teeth. So
that's correct.
That's why it's so important, because it's affecting the whole meridian system of the body.
That is correct. And it's such an important factor to have healthy teeth.
So tell us as well, you've got coconut oil and hemp oil and castor oil. Can you suggest to us why people would want to use different oils for different things, like some of the uses that people have, some of the benefits that people find?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only can you use ozonate oils, you know, in the mouth and for, you know, like cuts, bug bites, but you can also use it for beauty. Coconut oil and ozonated coconut oil and jojoba oil are great for using on the face. Like I've had like customers come and tell us that they use the ozonated jojoba oil at night. People who have had, you know, acne, like adult acne their entire lives, and they start applying the ozonated jojoba oil at night, and it's finally clearing up. And that's because, you know, jojoba oil is very similar to the oil that our skin produces, but what it's doing is it's soaking in and it's eliminating that bad bacteria that's causing those breakouts. Wow. So it's balancing the oil on the face while eliminating that bacteria. And it's just, you know, people are seeing phenomenal results with acne on the face.
Amazing. What about the castor oil? How would someone use that?
Castor oil is a really cool oil, in my opinion. It's I would say it's one of the most underutilized, because you know, it's such a good oil to draw stuff in. You know, you can, when you start ozonating castor oil, what you're basically producing is a supercharged castor oil. So you can do castor oil packs with it. You can apply it. You know, you can mix it with other oils to get it to absorb better. There's just a lot of cool things you can do with castor oil.
Wow. Amazing. And do you want to tell us about the suppositories? How would they work?
Absolutely. So we got into selling suppositories because we have a lab and we manufactured them for other companies. And we had a lot of people asking us if we could produce ozonated suppositories, and we were like, well, why not? And you know, we started producing them, and we basically got a cult following of people purchasing them. And you know, we really wanted to know, like, well, what are people like, how are these benefiting people? Because we kept having so many repeat customers buying suppositories, and come to find out, the ozonated suppositories are just phenomenal for people who have irritable bowel issues, just any bowel related condition, constipation. Because what's happening is when you use that ozonated oil through a suppository, it's reducing the inflammation and it's clearing up a lot of these issues. I'm not going to say I can't say it cures anything, but it helps reduce what's going on with the person. You know, it could be something you have to take it, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, we're just really focusing on reducing the inflammation, which is ultimately causing a lot of the issues.
Mm. So basically any kind of skin issue that a person has, the ozonated oils are going to help with all of it.
It can definitely help. The one tricky one that I always, you know, like to say it does help with, but it may not help with, you know, is eczema. Eczema is a tough one because, you know, it's usually an internal issue. So we really have to focus on what's stemming internally before we, you know, the ozonate oils can help alleviate some of the symptoms, but, you know, stuff like eczema is a tough one.
Mm. And so if someone was already using coconut oil or hemp oil on their skin, to use the ozonated version is just going to increase the power of the oil.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to help. I mean, like when you start ozonating these oils, you generate a lot of the properties of ozone, and you know, that's just such a powerful tool to have.
And I know you just explained at the beginning, but can you just go over it one more time for us? Is exactly how the ozonation makes it more powerful?
Absolutely. So What's happening is when we infuse ozone into the plant oil, we're creating compounds such as an ozonide. And the ozonide is basically what acts like ozone. And ozone is a very powerful tool. It's so good at helping with inflammation issues in the body. You'd be surprised of all the ozone therapy things that you can do for inflammation. It's amazing. But what we're doing is we're taking that that ozonated oil that has the properties of ozone, and we're applying it onto the skin. And whether there's bacterial issues, fungal issues, whether it's going to be some type of like bug bite that has some type of poison on it, you know, that ozone is essentially neutralizing what's going on there.
Brilliant. Well, I'm excited to try the deodorants.
Yeah, and you know, we're always working on new products as well. One of the things that we see a lot of people use ozonated oils for is like toenail fungus issues.
Yeah, that's why I was recommended it in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know we're currently working on a product specifically designed for that. That's a tough one to make because we have to make it so it's user friendly. But it's in the works, and we're really excited when we come out with that.
What will be the base oil in that one?
The base oil would be sunflower.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
And the reason why is it needs to be powerful for fungal issues. But it also needs to be a specific consistency. And mm-hmm. So that's what sunflower allows us to achieve.
Mm. I was recommended the castor oil, ozonated castor oil.
You know, like I said, the castor oil is a great product to add because it helps deliver it to that area more effectively. So that's something I can throw out to our formulators. Hey, let's consider the castor oil as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tobias.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on capemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcasts. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.